Hi, my name is Nick Tan, and you are welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 118, where I bring you the very, very best in independent music from all over the planet. All the tracks are sent to me by the artists or by their representatives, and the first track I'm going to play today is a great little tune by a band called Mummy Short Arms. This is a song called Change.
Some suicidal sound is sucking your soul. You look over your shoulder, but you don't know which way to go. And my soul jumps out of my body for the second time. It looks right back at me and cries out, "Hey man, you're all right." Well, it's just a depression made mine. It's all about a change. It's all about a change. Your body, your hair, and your friends. So what is the point? Hell, the name of this a game. Hell, there is no point, there is no game. It's just a game, it's all about torturing you. But you can't help putting your left foot in your right shoe. Like a chameleon, you just got to react. About doing what feels right and staying on the perfect straight track. But just don't call up a tree green all around. I don't pick my needles up.
From Canada, you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Lovely. I love the little track. Nice and quirky to start off the episode. Next track I'm going to play you is by a London artist called Salwa Azar, and I've played it before, called White Horse. Fantastic little track this. You also want to check out her YouTube page. Hopefully she's done up a little bit since I chatted to her last week and gave her a few little tips on what to do with your YouTube page. Anyway, fantastic little track this. This is called White Horse.
Carry her away. to mention, but you know she'll never stay. No one ever spoke to her. She drifted like a ghost untethered. Lovers shivered when they saw she was free.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You are indeed. Now, the next track I'm going to play you by a band called Eastern Conference Champions, and I'm going to go and get a drink because it's taking me too long to do this. It's taking me 20 minutes to do the bloody intros for all these bits and bits of music, and we're only 8 minutes through. This isn't right. This isn't how it's supposed to work, so I'm going to go and get a little glass of Jack, and I'll leave you with this. This is Eastern Conference Champions and Bloody Bells, and it's bloody brilliant.
Yeah. lock the doors and close up shop. 'Cause patience was never us. So let's go out the way we came in.
こんにちは、ニクさん。私はノーニーと言います。ニクさんの HCC on Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
To the river. Who was singing along with that? Fantastic. What a great little track that is. Eastern Conference Champions and something. What is it? I've got it written down somewhere. I'm looking at it. Where is it? Eastern Conference Champions and Bloody Bells. Right, last week, I had a little interview with somebody. So, Jack, you're here. And you're from the band Lock and Load.
I am indeed.
You are, and it's a lovely, it's actually a sunny day. Isn't that outside?
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous, and you brought your mum. I always love when people bring their mums. I love it. She's got a badge, she's got a Nick 10 badge, she'll walk out with an album. Almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, Jack, tell me about Lock and Load.
Well, we're a five-piece rock band.
Three good points from last year.
Three good points, I'd say.
Highlights.
Yeah, it was our first gig on January 31st last year, which was headlining the Joiners, where mm-hmm. I'd say it was probably one of the best shows we played last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Second highlight, probably recording our EP, mm-hmm. which was.
Where did you do that?
We did it at the Dugout, I think it was.
Yeah.
In Fareham. Mm-hmm. And that was basically, six tracks, all from the first songs we ever wrote,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. All pretty hard rock and stuff, bar one, which is quite a slow bluesy number.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
of nowhere and nowhere to get home. Burned out and restless, they've left me for the crows. Now I'm better off dead than helpless out here on my own.
So is this CD available yet?
Not yet. Not yet. We're hoping to release it this year.
Well, that's big. Mm. February gives you 11 months to fulfil your contractual criteria.
Oh, God, just getting it together, isn't it?
I know, it is. But it's like we've been having a bit of a chat for the last 2 hours
yep.
about stuff. And really, just it's basically just about getting your music out there as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Just get it out there. Mm. Get it out there. Once it's recorded, get it out there, get it done, then on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can sit on your laurels, can't you? Do you know that phrase?
Perfect. No. Romans.
Yeah. Okay. So how long have you? So you've been together. Yeah. So your first gig was a year ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah. We've only been gigging for a year. We've been together about two now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where are you all from?
Me and my brother, who's the drummer, hail mm-hmm. from Southampton. We always have lived there mm-hmm. ever since. Our rhythm guitarist Ian was also born in Southampton. Our bassist Joe was born up in London somewhere.
Yeah, I've heard of London.
I've heard of London too.
Yeah, I was born there as well.
It's amazing that. And our lead guitarist actually was born in Greece
and
moved here when he was about four, three. Mm-hmm.
You're all basically based around Southampton.
Yeah, we're all based around stuff. I mean,
and you're quite a young band, aren't you?
Yeah, well, age range from 14 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is
sounds like a range of clothes.
It does, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's probably a Marks and Spencer section. Yeah. 14 to 18.
Yeah, yeah, have our own like fashion label.
You could do, couldn't you?
Yeah. Would it be called?
So what have you got planned? And what's happened so far this year? Anything happened this year?
Well,
I know we're still only in February.
Yeah, of course, it's early days, man. But we've written our first new song for the year,
mm-hmm.
which is called More, 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 mm-hmm. and we hope to be playing that really, really soon.
Yeah. So how did that come about? How do you actually?
What right?
What are the mechanics of writing?
Well, I'll tell you how I wrote these songs if
perfect.
You want.
Perfect.
It's quite a beautiful story. I got a bit smashed one night and I was sat at the table and just decided to write them.
That's best.
I was pretty drunk. Let's put it that way.
Cool. So and how did that? So do you have a guitar or do you have a keyboard? Do you have a pen and paper or how does it work like?
I write on my laptop usually. Just lyrics, and right. I usually have a vocal phrasing in my head mm-hmm. for the song, and I'm trying to structure it in a way that I think would sound good. You know, thinking up of riffs. Of course, my riffs aren't what you know.
That's why you're not a guitarist.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a guitarist. Exactly, yeah. I'm the singer. Play harmonica.
So you actually come up with the words and the melody first, and then you take that to the band.
Yeah, usually. And I mean, you know, you change it around as band members get involved and stuff like that. It's all pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it usually is. Either that or we write together,
mm-hmm.
which is we usually sit down when we're in the mood, because it's all, you know, contrasting of when you can write a song. Because if you're going to write, it's going to come to you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do it. So if someone comes up with a good riff and then you go, oh, bam, there's those lyrics.
Yeah.
Get straight in there.
It just flows. And that's sometimes when the best stuff's written, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that, actually.
So have you got anything new on the horizon? Like
song-wise. Well, I've, as I said, when I was a bit steamed that night, I wrote about 9 new songs.
Really?
And I wrote 3 more the other day.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, how often do you rehearse?
I'd say once a week. Mm-hmm. Usually, it's often broken because of the way we live, and of course, some of our members are still in school.
Mm-hmm.
Half term's looking good though.
You gotta get a sitter for them.
Yeah. Limo, no.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, what sort of thing are you looking forward to this year? What have you got planned this year?
This year we've got a gig in May on the 10th at the Brook, where we're supporting a Metallica tribute band. If anyone's interested, and that'll be pretty good. Hoping to play about an 8-song set, half an hour, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're also looking into this about all the bands thing, which is judged by Alice Cooper. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's all down to whether you get chosen for it out of all the many people who probably apply for it. And it's this whole kind of, well, I don't know, House of Rock thing or something like that. Uh-huh. So that seems pretty interesting. I'm quite excited about that, to be honest, because, you know, it'd be nice to see what Alice Cooper thinks of us. Live and Unsigned last year. Mm-hmm. Right, so basically we turned off on the day, Portsmouth, mm-hmm. Guildhall. So mm-hmm. we there was a few bands there that we actually knew. So we had this band called Tyranny Falls. I don't know if they're still together or not, but they were like this kind of new kind of heavy metal, yeah, but with a bit of this metalcore kind of influence, which is really not my kind of thing, but at the end of the day, quite a good band mm-hmm. as far as that kind of thing goes. So we met up with them and all that. We were like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, high and all that, you know. Then we go up to this audition and it's in front of this panel of people. And they just say, all right, you get 30 seconds or like a minute or so to show us what you can do. So we played our song Let Out, which was the best one I think we had at that time.
Yeah.
So we decided to really kick out the jams with that, if you know. They liked it. We got a bit of good positive feedback there, like saying, yeah, that's unique, you know, that's different, because not many young rock bands like us like try to bring back the old styles. You usually get people in like their 20s, and usually they're cover bands, which is the problem. So basically, then we went through to the judging thing, and they don't tell you if you've got through there. They make you wait in a room with everyone else, and it's like, you people, leave. And then a woman walked in and goes, you guys have made it through. So we were like, this is awesome. But then we saw the second stage, and basically you had to bring, you had to at least sell 15 tickets, and these were all £7 each. And, you know, we...
Age range between 14 and 18.
Yeah.
It's not the highest earners in the country.
No, exactly. They're a bit on the skin side, I'd say, you know.
Sometimes we're thinking, Mum, you want to come and see me? I know you brought me here. Yeah. But can you see me play and pay?
Yeah, and then you have to wait around for all the other bands. You have to pay for all the other bands. You come in, see them all, and there's obviously going to be some stuff that you really don't want to listen to.
Mm.
You know, you're only there for the people you've come to see, and there's 30 other people going on. It's ridiculous.
One might think that it might not be all about music.
Yeah. It's sort of cynical. I think it's a bit more about money.
Well, there's nothing wrong with money, but sometimes when you're linking it to someone that's obviously someone's art. Someone's
I think one of our friends called The Fringe actually got through quite far to the O2, in fact.
Yeah.
but they didn't win.
How many tickets did they have to sell at the end? Too? That's a barn.
Lots.
But so even when they make it through to the final,
but the thing
you
is,
still have to sell your own tickets.
But the thing is, yeah.
Do you get any money from these tickets?
Nope.
No. Hang on a second.
I wonder what that's all about.
I smell a rat.
I do.
What's going on?
It's funny, that's a cover we do, actually.
Is it?
Oh, I'm a rat, yeah.
Oh,
I'm a rat, but yeah. For Towers of London, if you know them.
All right, well, we've had a chat beforehand, and hopefully that you'll take some of the things on board, like, why not release a single, why not get some people involved in the band, you know, some fans come along, see you play, it'd be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll hear some more from you later.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd
all right. Cheers. Yeah.
No worries, man.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That was a good little interview, wasn't it? I'm quite getting into these interviews now. See the way I'm cutting them a bit different, not just having the music underneath, sort of going in between production values. Do you know what I'm talking about? You do. Okay. Every week I put out a call on Twitter and on Facebook. Are you friends on Facebook? Are you liking the page? You liking all that sort of stuff? Fantastic. And I'm getting new tracks sent to me all the time. Isn't it wonderful? Especially in these times we're having. Anyway, look, let me play you this track. This is a track by Postcode. It's an old track that What's His Face sent to me the other week. And it's lovely. Beautiful. It is called, he said, quickly looking. I don't know what it's called. What's it called? It's called Hope Something or Other. Oh, just listen to it. It's brilliant.
At night, knowing mine is yours.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Hope makes the stars shine brighter. That's what that's called. And it's, I think they're I think it's an old track that they're reissuing. I can't remember. Go to the website. Bands put up all the information. They do a lot of the work. I must admit, they do a lot of the work now. And so they should. Right, what are we going to play next? Now, Grace. Now, the weird things. Weird things happen. Now, last year, I helped organise the music for a little festival that was down in Basingstoke for the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust. And one of the people that... One of a few people played. I played, obviously. Raj, you know Raj, you know the real Raj. He played as well. A guy called Gray Smith played. And I had some other people lined up to play that didn't play. There's this duo that were going to play, and they kind of let me down at the last moment, and I was like, oh, bloody hell. But never mind, it doesn't matter. That's why I played anyway. And then Gray Smith, who played, well, I've played his tracks before, he said, why don't you play my girlfriend's tracks? And I said, well, you send me some stuff and I'll play it. And he sent it to me a couple of weeks ago. I didn't play it last weekend because it wasn't appropriate, because this is a bit of a rockier, well, kind of rockier week. It's not that rocky now, it's sort of going, whatever. Anyway, this band, La Peculiar. I thought, hang on a second, they're that bloody band that let me down at the thingy. But anyway, I'll still play them because it's a good track. Anyway, this is La Peculiar and enjoy the show.
Keep spinning me on line such Hi, this is Somi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On podcast.
Now, is this thing on?
Okay, is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Okay.
Okay, that's right. Okay, that was like peculiar and enjoy the show. Quite good, that. I like that. Now, have I mentioned that I really love hip-hop? I may have mentioned it before. And I'm actually going to collaborate on a hip-hop album. It's kind of a dream of mine. And it's gonna be very good. I've got one of the tracks already. And it's this track will form part of a new album that I'm going to be recording with a hip-hop artist from America. You know, I don't want to show off about it, obviously, but it's a fucking lovely big deal. And the guy I'm going to be doing it with is a guy called Black Mamba, and this is his latest tune.
Yo,
Black Mamba, Black Mamba.
Swag.
Silver Room.
Yo.
Factor.
Another night of all this sentimental writing, the complex at a rhyming that bears my life's likeness. I share a prayer, but never will I dare open up wide, making room for the intruders to come inside. So please excuse my mind as I shine with intricate inner rhyme and minuscule mental movements through metaphysical blues, which can change the mood of anyone who's coming through, especially all those dudes who choose and peruse, which I'll take for a twirl. Just got my mind in a swirl. Got me scared to father a daughter for fear of what my karma has brought her aura. Has in store for more or less. The pressure at his best. It concave in the lesser man's chest. If he dare contest, I promised to do right, but I ended up left. Said I would go last, but I ended up next. And I ended up vexed as I stepped for another mic check. It's like every other night I write more about life and give you a little insight, just so you could see what it's like on the other end.
Yes, that was like Black Mamba and this side of a pen, and we should be doing some stuff. It's
Hi,
I was going to play the track that
Haunted Stereo
that kind of done
you're
together,
listening to.
Nick
but
Tans,
I don't know if it's finished yet.
On
and,
podcast.
They get funny. Some people, they get funny, go, oh, no, it's not been released yet. Yeah, okay, I haven't released yet. Oh, whatever, I don't care. It's going to come, it's going to happen. Now, what was I going to say to you? Well, later on in this year, actually, June the 29th, will be my last day of work because I'm not going to work anymore. Well, I'm not going to work for a company anymore. I'm actually going to work for myself. I know, it's a big step, isn't it, in a young man's life, such as myself, who go and work for oneself, and that's what I'm going to be doing. And what will I be doing, you ask yourself? Podcasting for money? But of course, no, there's no money in podcasting. Wish there was. I'd do more of them. I'd probably do better ones. I'd probably do all the research that I should do and find out about the bands for you and say, well, this band's from so-and-so, and they've got this and all, they've got that. But no, I kind of expect, I kind of hope, really, that you just listen. Listen to the music, listen to the independent music that I was playing you. It's not signed, it's not Simon Cowell, it's not anything like that. This is music and it's music that people want to make. They want to make this music. They don't have to make it to a particular thing. They do what they want to do. And if you're into it as well, then all the better. All the better for it. I will be doing some music, lots more music, hopefully more collaborations and gigs and all that sort of stuff. But one of the things I will be doing, and I'll tell you more about it when I've got all I've got the kind of vision right in my head, and also the website's built, because I've got to put a couple of websites to go with it. But what I'll be doing is doing consultancy. Sounds nice and flash, doesn't it? Basically, what I'll be doing is advising independent artists, musicians, any kind of artists, any sort of individual or group of people that are working independent of companies, record labels, the normal sort of companies that want to promote themselves online, whether it be on Twitter or on Facebook or on get a website together, all that sort of stuff. All the things that I've been doing over the years, and if you're a long-time listener, you know that myself and APOC used to go and look at sites, as well as Matt Stevens. Actually, need a chat with Matt, don't we? Yeah, I've had a chat with Matt for a while. I'll see if I can grab hold of him soon. He's been a bit very, very busy recently, Matt Stevens. And I'll be advising people on actually what to do Not just saying, because there's a lot of websites out there that say, just follow this five-point plan, follow this five-point plan, and get back to me in the morning, and you'll make lots of money. And basically, they often pay for this five-point plan and then go, oh, we've got to come up with a snappy two-liner. We've got to come up with a biog that sounds really good and all this sort of stuff. And generally, they go, oh, I've just got this list. But what I'll be doing is I'll be doing the same sort of thing, but I'll actually be doing it. I'll be coming up with a snappy one-liner. I'll actually be giving them, writing their biog for them, and not just saying, look, go off and do this, go off and do that. Although there will be a little bit of that involved, but I'll be more hands-on, but not in that kind of unfortunate way. Anyway, we just had the jingle from Haunted Stereo, and now I get bands. If you're a band and you've sent music in to me and I've played it, fantastic. Great, isn't it? You get played on a podcast, which is pretty good because the podcast is there forever. Radio is transient. It's here, it's gone, and it's just a memory. But the podcast, you can go back to time and time again. And I always say to people, look, just make sure that you put, when you send me the track, give me all the details on the track name, because that way it comes up in my when I'm playing iTunes, because I use iTunes. I play my music on iTunes, listen to it that way, put it on shuffle, whatever, and little tracks come up again. And this track, this Andy McCluskey track, came on just by accident on my iTunes. I thought, oh God, this is a great little track, this is. And it is, it's brilliant. This is Andy McCluskey and Her Head.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
So, after June the 29th, I shall be free of the shackles of work. Well, you know, working in the company, so I'll be working for myself. And the month after, early July, I'm coming to America. Going to America, going to Seattle. Going to Seattle and then sort of drive down to the coast, hopefully, that's the plan. So, if you're out in Seattle, or you know people out there or whatever, I'm looking for gigs. I'm looking for gigs to play, and I'm looking for people to record. Come, you know, home concerts, gigs, etc. So if you've got any ideas, give us a shout. Anyway, one of the people that I've been talking to about various things, because I basically want to have lots of different kind of income streams, if you like. And one of the things I also want to do is to book venues for people and book gigs and stuff. And hopefully, I should be doing some work for the wonderful Mac Woven, who will be coming over from, I think he's in, whereabouts is he? He's out in the Netherlands somewhere. Anyway, he's going to come and tour in the UK later on this year. Now, I hate country music. I hate it with a passion, but I bloody love Mac Woven. Listen to the slide guitar on this. It's beautiful.
It's your shadow. Well, I thought I'd moved on and gotten over you. With each passing day, I discovered the truth. How could I hide from myself what I felt deep inside, from something that I haven't gotten over you? I haven't gotten over you. And it's your shadow on the wall. It's your voice when you don't call. All alone when I awake. Is this how a heart breaks? Said you just needed time, but I've heard that old line. Can't get you off of my mind. And it's your shadow on the wall. Sometimes a love that's gone keeps holding on to a heart that's broken in two. I haven't gotten over you. I haven't gotten over you. And it's your shadow on the wall. It's your voice when you don't call. Is this how a heart breaks? Said you just needed time, but I've heard that old line. Can't get you off of my mind. And it's your shadow on the wall. And this is gonna take some time. Your shadow on the wall.
Hello, this is Clara Barker, and you're listening to Nick Tan's fabulous podcast, Is This Thing On?
Mwahaha, ha 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 ha. Indeed, Clara. Yeah, that was Mac Woven. Fantastic. What a lovely little bit of slide. Oh, that's pedal steel. Gorgeous. And as I said, I don't like country music, but I like that because you know what? That is cool, very cool country music. And hopefully, I can find that young man some gigs because he's coming over and touring over here later on this year in the UK. Right, I've only got a couple more tracks to play. I've managed to get through this now with the help of my friend Jack. And that's it, kids. If it's all going wrong for you, have a little glass of Jack and everything will go right for you. Isn't that right, Clara? Clara is also a friend of Jack. F-O-F-O-J. A fodge. A friend of Jack's. So, right. What have we got next? Oh, yes. This is lovely. This is Mailman. New, brand new track by Mailman. This is a great little tune. This is called Sun Never Sets.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit good that, isn't it? That was Son of a Sex by Mailman. A little bit of Crowded House like in bits pieces there, I think. But better because there's that nice electric guitar that comes in. Really lovely. Lovely little track that is. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, all the tracks that I play here are sent in by the bands or by their representatives. Because some of them are assigned to little labels, independent labels, proper independent labels, not like these other independent labels that aren't independent labels. Oh, hang on a second, we're going to be running out of time. So if you listen to us on Tracks Radio or on Radio Dentata in America, we're only on for an hour, aren't we? I think we're only on for an hour there. So, yeah, you're going to miss out on hearing this great little track by a band called Ground Floor from Iceland. So if you want to go to the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com, you'll hear the rest of the podcast. Or if you're downloading on iTunes, I don't know how you do it. I know I was going to say this week, ever met a celebrity? Have you ever met a who is the best celebrity that you have met? I've met a few. How about Benny Hill? You've all heard of Benny Hill. I've met Benny Hill. I've shaken Benny Hill's hand and sat with him in the same room and chatted. This is going back a few years, obviously, because the man's dead. He's dead. So that's the most famous celebrity. Oh, that's good. Celebrity that I've ever met. Have you ever met a celebrity? So go onto the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com, and tell me who is the best celebrity, the most famous celebrity you've ever met. And who knows, I might send you something. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. If you beg enough, I might do that. Anyway, if you want to send a track to me, here are the instructions.
Mummy.
Yes, dear?
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please.
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy, it is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than two to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
And as promised, this is from Iceland. I think this was mixed by Sigurdur. Sigurdur, I haven't heard from you for ages, man. Are you still alive? The only thing I hear from him, Sigurdur Gudmundsson, used to be with a band called Men Are Sins until he kind of outgrew them. He kind of outgrew them a bit. And yeah. Anyway, I think he produced this and recorded it. I only hear about Sigurdur now if he likes a video on YouTube. And then, because I'm on Twitter, you know. Anyway, look, this is Ground Floor. Really nice little track, this is. It's called, it's just called Bound on this track. I'm sure it's called something else. Let me look at it. Ground Floor. Oh, yeah. Bound to Your Head. Another head song. Bound to Your Head. This is Ground Floor.
Bound to your head when you wait, let me wait. Where the dead thoughts lay. When you come, you take this everything, yeah. If you feel the same, when you go away, I could hear here, it's bound to your head, bound to your head when you doubt, bound to your head when you doubt, bound to your head.
Twitter.com. Indeed, I told you that was good. I like that. I like the way that I like the drums at the end. I like all that sort of production. So it doesn't. Oh, anyway, I just like it. Right, I've just decided just now what song to put at the end of this track, of this podcast, and it's another one of mine called That Woman. A little bit unusual for me because it's really. I used to do a lot more of these, like big produced songs. This has got loads of stuff on it. This has got banjo on it. It's got guitars, electric guitar, bass, all that sort of stuff. And yeah, I did this quite a long time ago. So it's a bit of an old track, this. So yeah, go to the website. It's thisthingonpodcast.com. Tell me who is the most famous celebrity that you have met. And I don't mean just seen. I mean shaken hands with, exchanged words with, bodily fluids. I don't really care. Anyway, that's all for this week. This is a song of mine I mentioned before just a moment ago called That Woman. And I'll speak to you all again next week. Bye.
My woman never keeps me warm. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?